From the VPR studios in Colchester, it takes just about 2 hours, maybe a little bit less depending on your driving, to get up to Montreal. Recently, our neighbors to the north have been getting some attention due to a new bylaw that bans pit bulls from the city. It's not a completely new sort of law in Canada. The nearby province of Ontario had banned pit bulls in 2005, and in Quebec, the province where Montreal is located, they've been considering a similar ban. However, this year, the city was spurred to act after a dog described as a pit bull mauled a 55-year-old woman to death in June. Montreal City Council passed the law last week, and it goes into effect today. Joining me now to explain more about the ban is Ainsley McClellan, a reporter and video journalist with CBC News in Montreal. Thanks for speaking with me, Ainsley.
It's a pleasure to be here.
So could you tell me a little bit more about this bylaw? I imagine it's more than just banning pit bulls.
There's a lot, actually, that goes into this bylaw. It's pretty expansive. To sort of set the situation, Montreal is broken up into 19 different boroughs, and we sort of had this piecemeal situation when it came to animal control, where every different area, almost every different neighborhood of the city, had different rules in terms of how many pets you could own, whether pit bulls were allowed. There was one place that already did ban them within the city. So the city decided that it had to really put in rules that applied everywhere in the city and also crack down on what it called dangerous dogs. So dogs that bit humans, that attacked or killed other animals, that it said that it needed to have, swifter action and harsher penalties when it came to that. But of course, the most controversial measure that's in this is the pit bull ban.
And so what does the law define as a pit bull? I mean, is that mixed breeds included? I mean, what exactly is a pit bull in the law?
Well, this is the most complicated part of it, and it's really the thing that people who have, I guess you could say, pit bull type dogs point to when they say it's very difficult to define. So it says an American Staffordshire Terrier, an American Pit Bull Terrier, or a Staffordshire Bull Terrier, or a mix of any of those breeds, or, and this is the most controversial part, any dog that shares several morphological characteristics of any of those breeds. And so that's been the sort of thing that's been difficult to define. The city says it's basing itself on kennel club descriptions, for example, of what those breeds look like. So the width of the neck, the size of the skull, the shape of the body. But when you get into, dogs that are bred with a whole bunch of different potential breeds, something that's really a mutt, then it's difficult to tell whether something is mixed with a pit bull or whether it's mixed with a boxer or some other similar looking dog. It's been a huge question of people wondering, does my dog qualify? Am I going to have to face these restrictions under the law?
Right. So if you already have one of these dogs, what happens to you now? What happens to your dog?
If you already have a pit bull, then you have to get a special license to be able to keep it. So that's a license that will cost $150 a year, and you have to meet some stringent criteria to be able to keep it. The one, first and foremost, is passing a criminal background check. So that's one. You also have to make sure that the dog is muzzled in public at all times, and that actually means when it's in your backyard as well. So if it goes to a dog park, if you're walking down the street, the animal always has to be muzzled. That also puts in some different requirements for, you have to have a certain height of fence, a 2-meter fence in your backyard. You have to keep it on a leash that's no longer than 4 feet. So those are some of the restrictions that people are going to face if they want to keep their dogs. And no one is allowed to have a new pit bull. So as of today, new pit bulls, you can't adopt them in the city of Montreal, which is what has raised a lot of questions about what happens to dogs that didn't already have owners. Say they were at the SPCA, at shelters. The SPCA has said it's unwilling to put those dogs down. It's even launched a legal challenge against the city of Montreal for this bylaw. So the fate of those dogs right now, what would happen with them or with strays, remains unclear.
So in enforcement of this law, how is the city enforcing it, and what happens if someone's found to violate the law?
As it stands, if a pit bull owner violates any of those elements of the bylaw, say they are walking their pit bull and it doesn't have a muzzle, or they have it in the backyard but the fence is too low, the way the bylaw is written, if they're caught with an infraction, they're considered to have forfeited their pit bull's permit. And then it's up to a bylaw officer to decide whether or not that dog should be put down. And if they're ordered to have their dog put down, it's a very short window. There's about 48 hours. It's 48 hours that they're given to take it to a vet to have it put down, and another 24 to prove that this has been done. This could be problematic, though, because the Order of Veterinarians has already said that its members are allowed to refuse to euthanize a healthy pit bull that would run afoul just of the bylaws. So that is a controversial element of the bill as well.
For those of us that don't live in Montreal, I'm sure there's people listening right now that live in Vermont that are wondering if the ban applies to visitors, if they're coming up for the day and they bring their dog that's defined as a pit bull under the Montreal law, are they allowed to bring their dog to the city now?
So that's a good question. Under the bylaw, if you have a dog that's registered in the jurisdiction that you come from, it's allowed to be on the territory of Montreal for up to 30 days without requiring a license there, except in the case of a pit bull. So if you have something that you think might be a pit bull, if you're one of those people who's in the situation that you have a mixed breed dog and you're not sure if it looks enough like a pit bull and you're coming to Montreal, you could run into trouble if you're walking down the street with it and a bylaw control officer happened to see it and said, you know, that dog is not allowed to be on the city of Montreal's territory. So it could be problematic for people who do have a dog that could fit that physical description of looking like a pit bull breed.
And finally, do you think this law is going to stick in Montreal?
It's tough to say at this point. There are two legal challenges potentially that are happening. One is the one that I mentioned from the SPCA. They are challenging that people don't have the right to appeal a ruling of whether their dog is considered a pit bull or not, for example. Another one is being launched by a prominent constitutional lawyer in Montreal, Julius Gray. And they point to the experience of Ontario as part of their argument, saying that in some statistics, if you look at it, there was a steady decline after pit bulls were banned in Ontario in terms of dog bites. So Julius Gray, the constitutional lawyer, and the SPCA are making the argument that the Ontario experience hasn't shown that the pit bull ban is justified in improving public safety. However, the city on the other side says the fact that Ontario did go through with a ban gives them jurisprudence that they have the right to bring in this type of ban. So it'll really come down to some kind of specific things about Quebec civil code that we won't get into the details, but whether or not a municipality has the right to pass this type of law or whether it has to be at the province level.
Ainsley McCullen is a reporter and video journalist with CBC News in Montreal. Thanks so much for your time.
Thank you.